The Coalfields Expressway is a long-planned route that would link Interstate 64 and 77 in West Virginia with Route 23 in the southwest part of Virginia. But in 2005, when high cost estimates threatened the project, the Virginia Department of Transportation found what it calls innovative ways to make highway construction more efficient. Through a program known as Public-Private Partnership, VDOT could slash road building costs by partnering with coal companies, gaining use of their considerable earth-moving equipment to build the road. In turn, the proposed route was changed to allow the companies easy access to new coal reserves, which fall within the right-of-way of the new route.
This is a mountaintop removal project disguised as a highway, and that doesn't benefit anyone within that community. That only benefits coal companies, CEOs.
Kate Ruth is campaign director for Appalachian Voices, an advocacy group for the Central and Southern Appalachian region.
We are not opposed to new roads in the region. Southwest Virginia needs economic stimulus because it has borne the brunt of our entire region's energy reliance for over 100 years. And as a result, we need projects that will drive new economy. However, the current alignment of this road does the opposite. The new route for this road bypasses town centers. And so we feel strongly that it's not serving the original purpose.
Doug Hecox of the Federal Highway Administration, which requested the environmental impact study, said VDOT will take an in-depth look at the potential effects of the proposed Coalfields Expressway on wildlife, history and culture, and jobs, as well as coal mining interests and impact. Michelle Earle of the Virginia Department of Transportation said VDOT will begin to prepare a scope of work for the study, which will include an opportunity for public comment. After that, she estimates the environmental impact study could take 12 to 18 months. I'm Robbie Harris.